Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How is COVID-19 impacting parts of the local economy? Let's go in depth with Carla Isink, Executive Director of the Marion County Development Commission. Carla, you've recently completed a report, a COVID-19 impact on Marion County. What inspired you to do that?
Well, what we're doing right now is actually weekly business updates. We do those to help our businesses through this time with both resources and understanding where we are as far as economic indicators on recovery. So we felt like that information is vital for our businesses as they work to recover, to have one source that is easy for them to find some of the latest resource information, as well as the information on unemployment and some of those recovery indicators.
Can you tell us about some of the trends that you're seeing?
Yeah, it's been interesting. We've been watching unemployment very closely. And obviously, as everyone knows, when the businesses were all closed a couple months ago, you know, we saw really high spikes in unemployment. Prior to COVID, we were down to about 1.9% unemployment, which is really a historically low amount of unemployment. And, you know, it definitely spiked during those months that our businesses were closed, some of those, especially those customer-facing businesses that were required to close. What we've seen lately is kind of a shift, and many of those employers have gotten their employees back to work. What we still see is a good amount of unemployment in the manufacturing sector. In fact, I just got numbers for this last week, and in Marion County, 92.5% of the initial filings in Marion County for unemployment were in the manufacturing sector. However, what we're seeing is, although the number of people filing over the last couple of weeks has gone up, what we're seeing is that the overall continued unemployment numbers keep going down, and people say, well, how can that happen? How can you have more initial filings, yet the carryover continued people on unemployment is going down? And what we're seeing is, because so many, you know, over 90% of our filings are in manufacturing, what we're seeing is that they are doing some rotations, and where a plant or a group of employees may be off for 1 week, and then they're hired back on the next week. And so the continued employment is not as drastic, or those numbers are going down as compared to the initial filings each week.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way. So overall, it's good news for the local economy?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're still doing okay. Like I said, manufacturing is still, you know, definitely having some challenges, as are a lot of businesses. Our customer-facing businesses, the retail and restaurants, are still challenged because many residents don't yet feel comfortable to go back to stores or to go back to dining in and returning to their normal life, which is certainly understandable, but it's also kind of impacting them. And one of the things we talk about a lot is, you know, people think of, we were talking about earlier, some events, and you think of the economic impact of both Tulip Time and Nationals and the direct impacts that those events make on our economy, but there are also indirect impacts. So if, say, for instance, the Raceway doesn't decide to do a construction project next year because they didn't have ticket revenues, that affects the local construction company that may have been hired to do that. So that's an indirect effect. And I think we are just now starting to see some of those indirect impacts, and I think we'll see more of those as we continue. How severe they will be, we don't know. One of the other factors that will come out in the newsletter that I'm doing today is a vulnerability index that was done by Chimera. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. And what they showed is, you know, we are not as vulnerable as some other places, some other counties in Iowa for long-term economic recovery. But, you know, some of that is still determined on what happens with the virus. Obviously, none of us know what's going to happen in the future months. Certainly, it's a good sign that we have so many businesses that are primary businesses. And I know all of our business leaders are doing their very best job to keep people employed, keep people working. That's been our goal through the whole thing, is to keep people safe, keep people working, and keep the community moving forward.
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Carla Isink, Executive Director of the Marion County Development Commission. So can you put any numbers on the loss of tulip time, nationals, tourism in general? I know those can't be good numbers.
Yeah, and you know, I can give you some idea of direct impact. Like I said, indirect impact is very difficult to quantify. And what we use is information that we've received from the state of Iowa. We know in Iowa the average travel party size is about 2.6 people. And we know that 2.6 people, when they're traveling about Iowa in a day, they spend just over $400. So, and that breaks down to about 32% of their spending is for lodging, whether that's at a B&B, a campground, or a hotel. 18% is spent on food. 17% is spent on entertainment. 17% is also spent on shopping. And 16% on transportation, things like gas and those kinds of things. And those are direct impacts. So if you take, whether you're talking nationals or tulip time, and this is just a very broad estimate, but if you take 10,000 people coming into Marion County in a day, for one day, based on those numbers, that means it's about a $1.5 million impact on the local economy that those folks would be spending in a day if they were traveling to Marion County. So obviously we know that our events attract about that much in a day, if not more. And so you can see the definite impact it makes to not only, like I said, those direct places like the racetrack, but also those indirect places like all the restaurants and all the other folks that rely on those visitors coming to town to spend money.
So millions of...
And, you know, that doesn't include, I mean, for our local government entities, all that revenue spent here on retail sales tax, those are very important to our local governments, and they help fund governments. We talk about the lodging and the hotel motel tax, which those monies are helped our both our cities and our local CVBs or chambers with promotional money. So the impacts, like I say, trickle down fairly deep. And the challenge with the whole pandemic situation is we have had many different situations in an economic standpoint over the years. It may hit the housing sector, or it may hit, you know, the manufacturing sector, or like 9/11, it hit the tourism sector pretty hard. But it didn't hit every business in every sector, in every community, and not only hit the businesses, but also the local governments and the nonprofits. So this type of recovery is a very challenging thing. I've been fortunate to be invited to sit on the governor's subcommittee for tourism for recovery. And here in Marion County, we're fortunate to have two of our leaders on that, the larger task force, to try to figure this out, to get our businesses back and our communities back as strong like they were.
Could you share who else is on that committee?
Megan McKay from Peachtree Brewing Company and Mary Andriga from Vermeer are on the main recovery that the governor appointed.
Okay, great. Thank you. It's nice to have local representation for sure.
It is, and I'm not sure. There's several subcommittees, and I'm not sure how many local people are on the various different subcommittees. I sit on the tourism hospitality one. We've been meeting fairly aggressively to come up with really great ideas of how to get those particular sectors back recovered and what the state's role is in that.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Carla Isink, Executive Director of the Marion County Development Commission. Now, have our businesses been using, different opportunities like the Paycheck Protection Program, Small Business Association, disaster loans, State of Iowa Finance, and I'm sure they're turning to our local financial institutions. Are they doing a lot of that, or could they be taking more advantage of these opportunities?
I think, you know, that they have continued to take advantage to every opportunity that's out there. Obviously, IEDA, the Iowa Economic Development Authority, came out with their small business recovery grant very early on. We had several several of our businesses apply and receive money through that. The PPP program, we've had several of our businesses apply, as well as the EIDL program. There are other smaller programs that other businesses have applied to, and some of them have just gone to their banks and landlords, and we've had a lot of folks do some just some forgiveness that is not a government program, I'll put it that way, or some extensions and those types of things beyond what is happening. So, you know, it's a really good recommendation for businesses to work with their financial institutions. Their financial institutions can help them understand what are the right programs for them and how much, you know, where to go for what they need, because not all businesses have the same types of needs. We talked to some businesses that, you know, they're really not impacted by COVID, or there's a small percentage of businesses that actually COVID has caused them to have more business. So, you know, not everybody is quite in the same situation, but certainly having businesses talk to their financial institutions is a really important thing right now as we're going through that, because those financial institutions will be up to date on what is happening. Many of these programs, as we know, the regulations have changed several times, and so that's why it's good to have good communication with your financial institutions and your financial planners.
Now, how can we help? How can our listeners help?
Well, I think the best thing you can do is support our businesses, you know, and that's in whatever way you feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable dining in, make sure you're ordering food to be delivered or to pick up, and continue those habits so that those businesses have the cash flow. Same with retail, you know, at least designate one person in your family to go and purchase items and keep those cash flows going. I think that's really important. You know, everybody has to do what they're comfortable with, but it is extremely important that everybody continues to support our businesses. I mean, the statistics we hear nationwide for just the restaurant industry, I heard that yesterday, the national estimates for restaurants is that 25% of all restaurants will close because of this. Restaurants operate, many of them, on a very tight margin, and so anything that people can do to continue to purchase those items from those restaurants or retail establishments are very important, and just to have customer confidence. I think, you know, I think one of the initial shocks where people were really scared about their jobs, about their own family situations, and perhaps did not purchase things and delayed purchasing things. But as much as people can go about our normal life, it's amazing what that will do for our economy. The more people delay purchases and don't purchase things, the more, truthfully, it makes the economy spin downward. So as much as people can just, like I said, go back to their normal purchasing, however they may have to purchase it differently, and definitely think of our local businesses. I know it's really easy to go on a computer and buy things that way, but those revenues do not go back and churn into those indirect expenses like your direct purchases in our local economy.
Anything else you'd like to share today?
Well, I think, you know, it's really important for people, if there's businesses out there and you're trying to learn more about how to get connected, certainly MarionCountyIowa.com is our economic development site. We try to keep that updated and information. We also, right now, if your listeners are out there, we are doing the voting for the best of Red Rock. So if you go to RedRockArea.com, they can help identify those best businesses and things in Marion County. So that's kind of a fun thing to do while you're maybe at home a little bit more than normal. Go on to RedRockArea.com and vote the best of Red Rock contest.
Thanks to Carla Isink for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.